Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, the oil business is booming. Not here, silly, no.
Oh, of course not.
No. In Russia and Iran, apparently.
Well, of course.
Okay, so Iran has come out and announced, and so far the Biden administration has not contradicted them that I could find. This was in The Hill. Yesterday, headline, Iran says U.S. has agreed to lift the sanctions on oil and shipping.
That's what they say.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Now, so far, the White House has not confirmed or denied what Iran has said, so we'll see if they did it.
Yeah, that'll be.
But that would be, I mean, very much in keeping with what Biden has done in recent weeks.
Yes,
I mean, he basically lifted the sanctions so Russia could get their pipeline through, transferring energy jobs from here to Russia. See, the only people who are sanctioned right now that I can tell who are involved in oil are the people who tried to work on the Keystone Pipeline in America.
Exactly, yeah.
That is not going forward. They are being punished. And they're not even developing nuclear weapons, those people. They're just trying to make a living.
Right.
Right.
And, you know, help provide for, you know, somewhat clean and as we can make it, energy for the American people.
Exactly. So we'll see if this is true. Like I said, so far, they've not denied it. The Hill is reporting it. Iran saying U.S. has agreed to lift sanctions on oil and shipping. Now, the reason we put those on is not because we're mean, but because it was it was a way to crush their economy till they gave up their nuclear program.
Well, Iran is a state sponsor of terrorism.
Yes.
Around the world, period. End of story. They are. There's no question about that. Even liberal administrations have made that determination through the State Department that Iran is a state sponsor of terrorism, period. No discussion. There is no, you know, other view to that. It is a fact.
Well, I can tell you this. The way to get Iran not to be a state sponsor of terrorism, or even to make yourself look good if you're Joe and you want to, like, you know, be able to claim you dismantled their nuclear program, the way to do that was what Trump was doing. Wreck their economy by not letting them ship the oil out, right? Or lift the sanctions on it. Okay, so Joe, this is Joe's negotiation style we're learning. He just did this with the Russians. He came in and gave them everything they wanted, and then they laughed at him.
Well, Biden administration policy, or their way of negotiating, is carrot, then stick.
Well, I don't know.
Which doesn't make any sense. Well, that's the point. And the stick is of no consequence after they've already got the carrot. So.
Right. I mean, so I've explained this because people don't really understand how big of a deal that Russian pipeline was to Vladimir Putin. I mean, he literally was originally trying to arc it from Afghanistan, you know, Afghanistan, cross Iraq, cross Syria, fought a bloody war there, wiped out the Taliban in order to get that pipeline through, because the Taliban were attacking it. And Biden's like, oh, man, you didn't have to do all that. Here, we'll lift the sanctions. You could just ship it straight down through Germany. Sorry, dude. That's what he opened negotiations with, giving them everything. And it is shocking, since the only people, like I said, right now who seem to have sanctions on them are people who want to work in energy in this country. Now, what is this all adding up to? This is amazing, because this is what Russia's been able to get for the $3.5 million bribe that they paid to Hunter. I mean, it was very much worth their time to pay that. And I guarantee, I have a theory on this, that these countries have such a file on Joe and Hunter that Joe has to just roll over. I mean, there's no other option for Joe but to roll over. Because they got the whole file. I mean, like, take Hunter, for instance, the $3.5 million. See, this is why he's under investigation by the FBI. Because when you take the money but you don't register as a foreign agent, that is illegal. So you can't register them. You can't report the money to the IRS, which we know he did not because we have his tax returns from court. The baby mamas took him to court to get the money that they knew he had, right? So we know he didn't kind of report that money to the IRS. And so this is why the second you take the $3.5 million from the Russians, as Hunter did, they got you. It's not, well, they paid Joe, so he's paying them back. No, he has to pay them back. He has to give them whatever they want because they got him dead to rights. He took the money. Hunter took the money. Now, let me tell you how this works. You ever had one of those blood tests where they shoot ink into your veins and then they watch it go through your circulatory system?
Yeah.
Okay. This is what China and Russia do with bribes. So they know they got you the second you take the money because you're not registered as a foreign agent. They could check that. It's public. What do you think they do with that money after you take it? They watch where it goes. You think they don't have the contents of Hunter's laptop? I mean, hell, everybody from here to Bangladesh has Hunter's laptop. I mean, think about it. The UK Daily Mail's got a copy. The New York Post has got a copy. Rudy's got a copy. Everybody's got a copy. Wasn't hard to get. Do you think they don't have the rest of this from them? They watch where this money went. They know how much the big guy got. They got him dead to rights. So what does Russia get for that? Well, I'm glad you asked. Headline, Fox News. Russia's Putin counts Biden as oil friend as U.S. falls behind. Subhead, Russia's exports of oil to U.S. are hovering at an all-time high. Wow. But just for the record, Putin totally wanted Trump to win.
Oh, of course.
Right, because he doesn't care at all about energy exports. It's only 60% of their economy in Russia. It's only so, I mean, they've still got the other 40, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
They would never be greedy.
Like, they would never send Russian agents to make up a bunch of crap about Trump in concert with the FBI in order to bring his presidency down. Like, they would never do that.
No, they would never do anything to destabilize the government here.
That's silly. Okay, so how do we get here? Well, the reason we have record high oil imports from our enemies is because, remember when Biden put the kibosh on federal drilling? That was 10% of what we were bringing up. So there's that. He's got a setback from a judge, thank God, on the leases, or it would have been harder. And the rest of it, Fox News says he's doing through regulation. He is making it. See, this is a time when you have high prices right now for oil, we should have all of these mom and pop frackers going back in. But regulation that Joe has put in has made it too expensive for them to do it. It's too risky to open an oil pump back up right now. We got them all over the country. They're stalled. And so in order to make sure that's the case, he's doing it through regulation and also the federal drill ban. So this is why we need Russian oil. So if you look at the last month, we have put Iran and Russia back on the energy map and sanctioned our own energy producers for wanting to work in the industry. And the only people who are innocent here are people who just wanted to work on the Keystone XL pipeline. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of these, like I said, a lot of these drilling, these drilling sites are idle because, remember, the gas prices fell during COVID because nobody was driving, right? So a lot of people went out of business.
Fewer people were driving.
Yeah, fewer people were driving.
Some of us were still driving. Same amount.
So we are just walking away from energy dominance. And I look at this and I just can't. I mean, what does the left think about that? They hate Russia, right? They think Russia's their enemy.
Well, that's what they say.
They claim. They hate anything that's not green. I mean, they hate climate change. They hate all this dirty drilling. And yet, Joe Biden, man, I mean, he is out there helping the Russian and Iranian oil industry. We're not just not using this or not drilling it. We're just letting our enemies do it, where the people who used to do it here have to sit home in their overalls trying to figure out what to do, waiting for those energy jobs Biden said he'd create. I mean, look, if you don't care about American workers, and clearly the left is not, and you love Iran or whatever, y'all, I thought, hated Russia. I thought you hated drilling. I mean, look, Biden even Turkmenistan, remember, they get an oil line. The White House, remember, one of the first things Biden did was help negotiate with the Taliban so that Turkmenistan could get its oil line through without being attacked by the Taliban.
Thanks, Joe.
So, I mean, if you are a big green energy believer here, you got to question everything you believe looking at this. mean, you can't dispute it. Google, it's all out there. It's all in conspiracy media sources that y'all trust. The ABCs, NBC, CBS, it's right out there. That bother you? The Joe doesn't seem to care at all about oil or natural gas, as long as it's not us that's producing it.
No.
So, you know, when he's talking green this, green that, he's pulling your leg. He doesn't mean it. And think about it. If you were a true climate zealot like Joe Plant, you know, promises to be, why would you put Iran back in the oil business? Why would you do that? They are dirty. They don't have our regulations.
You would not want anybody using any further petroleum products.
No.
And as John Kerry famously told us, we could go to zero today and it would only have a minuscule effect on the global warming thing that they're talking about.
Well, think about it. And then John Kerry, remember, traveled all over the world trying to get other countries to go along with our, like, hey, we're not going to drill and frack anymore.
Right.
You know, it's sort of like the fox that lost his tail and he tried to get everybody else to cut theirs off, too. Well, one of the easiest things you could do is, like I said, just leave the sanctions on Iran. Don't let them back in the oil market.
Yeah.
It directly hurts the mom and pop frackers because that lowers the price. And if you're watching Iran back in the oil business, it becomes that much more risky to refile your own pump, to refire your own pumps. The only common thread here, the only thing you can think is that the thing that drives these Democrats, the passion is survive the blackmail by everybody, every country that has the, you know, the goods on Joe, and put our enemies in the driver's seat. I mean, the only common thread here is if you were trying to do whatever it took to hurt America, that then it might make sense. You can't make this make sense any other way. And they clearly don't care about climate change. You throw that out.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So here's what's going on in the Maricopa audit right now, the forensic audit. First ever forensic audit of its size of an election. They're in the stage where they're investigating physical impossibilities, like one site of a two-bedroom home from which 52 different votes came. 52 people voted there. There's other vacant lots that hundreds of people voted for, stuff like that. So they're out there looking at that. The Democrats are, of course, freaking out. They don't want forensic audits. What do the American people think? Rasmussen has a new survey out on this. Oh, American people don't want to know anything about the election. Never mind that close to 50% of them keep saying Joe's not the president. It's only like a little less than half don't think he's the president. Wait a minute. 55% of Americans, that's even in common core math, that is a majority. 55% of American voters support forensic audits of elections like we're doing right now in Arizona, but they scream all night long about it, MSNBC, because it might uncover the fraud. Ouch, did I say that out loud? They're particularly popular with independent voters. 57% of them are like, yeah, sure, audit the election. There's only one reason under the face of the earth that you would possibly not want a forensic audit if you're a Democrat. That's because you cheated. It's because you cheated. By the way, remember, a quarter to a third of Democrats thought the Democrats cheated too, depending on the poll. What percentage of them would like to see a forensic audit of elections, not just in Arizona, but around the country? 38%. They're cool with it. They're like, I want to know. We just want to know. There were so many weird irregularities with that election. It's weird. Hey, speaking of weird, folks, I got to tell you, in the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about college and sending your kids to just any college like our parents did and how you can't do it anymore. And we were particularly talking about the North Korean defector. You remember her? Who's trying to warn parents, look, I came out of North Korea. And I'm here to tell you that the very same Marxist tactics, brainwashing tactics that I was a victim of, she said, as a child in North Korea, that this is what is happening in colleges. She tried to attend college and thought it would be, you know, at least nominally American, and it wasn't. It wasn't even close. Well, I'm here to tell you, I get a lot of texts from parents and grandparents. I'm so proud. My boy is going off to the military. Oh, my gosh. All I'm saying, folks, you got to be real careful. Because the brainwashing in the military, it's not a full-on Marxist re-education camp yet, but it is well on its way to being that. This is Joint Chiefs of Staff Chief General Mark Milley, and he is wailing on Matt Gaetz for suggesting that we maybe, you know, not teach critical race theory in the military. I'm sorry, why are they teaching any political theory in the military? Because all critical race theory is America sucks, America's racist. Capitalism is racist, and America sucks. It's just Marxism and racism boiled down. Why would you teach that in the military? There's only one reason you teach in the military. You want to undermine readiness. You want to brainwash a generation. You want to see the first ever stand down where they refuse to fight for the country because they've been taught to hate it by their own military. So anyway, General Mark Milley is confronted about this by Matt Gaetz, and he snaps. He snaps. Now, if you know anything about critical race theory, it's horrific. I mean, it is basically repeating on a loop that white people are born racist and evil, and the only way to correct that is Marxism. I mean, if you want a real summary of it, listen to General Mark Milley. Love to get just your off-the-cuff impressions of this guy. Notice as he's stating his reading list, there's nothing on it but Lenin and Marx. But I can't believe this.
On the issue of critical race theory, et cetera, I do think it's important, actually, for those of us in uniform to be open-minded and be widely read. And the United States Military Academy is a university, and it is important that we train and we understand. And I want to understand white rage, and I'm white, and I want to understand it. So what is it that caused thousands of people to assault this building and try to overturn the Constitution of the United States of America? What caused that? I want to find that out. I want to maintain an open mind here, and I do want to analyze it. It's important that we understand that, because our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Guardians, they come from the American people. So it is important that the leaders, now and in the future, do understand it. I've read Mao Zedong. I've read Karl Marx. I've read Lenin. That doesn't make me a communist.
Wow.
So what is wrong with understanding, having some situational understanding about the country for which we are here to defend? And I personally find it offensive that we are accusing the United States military, our general officers, our commissioned, non-commissioned officers, of being, quote, woke or something else because we're studying some theories that are out there. That was started at Harvard Law School years ago.
Yeah, he's talking about critical race theory. It was started at Harvard Law School. It's a Marxist theology. We should be studying it in the military. No, no, and no. No, you shouldn't. That's not the purpose of the military. We are, this is not a Marxist indoctrination camp, or maybe it is. Folks, I started warning you. I said, listen, if Trump is not returned to office, we may be entering an era when it is literally, even if you want to fight for your country, you cannot do it by joining the military because these people won't let you. Instead, you find yourself in a Marxist, you know, a Marxist indoctrination camp. I mean, this is the top guy, the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I've read Lenin and Marx. Oh, did you read any Ayn Rand? William F. Buckley? Notice what's missing from his reading list. These people are terrifying.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter rates. Audit Dementia Joe. Oh, they already know. Now they know where all this, they didn't know where all the money went. Texter rates. Tara, shouldn't the Boston Pops turn the 4th into a flag-burning celebration? I'm sure it's well-headed that way. Okay, want to get into, you know, one of the things in our society, and I've tried to do some of this in each hour because it's how important that is. One of the things in our society that you can see is we never talk about the actual problems that we have. We never talk about what's real. Our problems are even fake. You ever known a family like this? They can talk about everything under the sun except what's really wrong, and that is never spoken of. And so you could literally tell what the big stories of the day are, or the week, or the month, are the ones that nobody wants to talk about. We're 3 weeks past the amazing revelation. I mention it every day because it is the biggest story right now. That the Pentagon pumped $39 million into Peter Daszak's Echo Health Alliance. That is huge. We have never gotten an explanation for that. Not a sufficient one. And it was broken by the UK Daily Mail. Much fanfare. It was top story that day on their page. Should have been. Everybody here is pretending it didn't happen. Our Pentagon? No, they didn't fund any sort of gain-of-function research to create, I don't know, viruses with Peter Daszak. But the big breaking news, the astonishing news, the news that you want, I want you to remember this news the next month, next year, 6 months from now, 5 years from now, when they tell you that you need to follow the science, that you need to listen to the experts, CNN will tell you who they are. And that's who you should listen to. And if you don't listen to anybody, you shouldn't listen to anybody else unless CNN says they're an expert. If not, it's not science. Because we just learned something astonishing in the last week. We learned that along with the Pentagon, the Department of Health and Human Services, guided in part by Anthony Fauci, our federal government spent a total of $125 million with Peter Daszak for virus research funding. At the Wuhan lab, some of it. All of his research was either at the Wuhan lab or in America, and much of it was in partnership with Chinese scientists. It's a question we need an answer to. Why on earth would, what is the Pentagon's interest in funding gain of research, function research with the communist Chinese? Do they not know that they have pledged in speeches since 2005 to use a weaponized virus against us to get the upper hand economically? Of everyone on earth you could choose to partner with, that's who you picked? But what is even more astonishing is that Peter Daszak, Tucker Carlson discovered, this is the biggest news today, Tucker Carlson described. Peter Daszak is the guy who, when he's not handling, should I say, laundering, hiding, going as the go-between between the Pentagon, Google, Anthony Fauci, all these government agencies, and China to develop viruses to kill us all. When he's not doing that, he's the guy who decides who gets censored on YouTube, which is owned by Google. He's the guy who decides who gets censored on Google. He's the guy who says, you're not allowed to talk about the origins of COVID on Google. The people who for 10 years sponsored his research. The people who he credited in part for funding a Gainer research study he published in 2018. Is that a big news? No. Don't want to talk about that, do they? Don't want to talk about it. Why is Google interested in weaponizing viruses that can kill a lot of people? I'm just curious. Why do they feel they got to do it with the Chinese? What's the answer to that? Why do they have to censor any news of it? Vilify, cancel, and destroy anyone who asks questions. When you've got big tech censors and the Pentagon in our health agencies working together to develop viruses with people who want to use them to kill a lot of people, namely the Chinese, a lot of questions have to be asked. Like, did the Pentagon, Google, and that whole list of people just commit an act of war against the United States of America? It's a legit question at this point. What else are they funding right now? Mike Pompeo wants to know. He's the former head of the CIA. He said there are 72 other weapons labs just like it across China, and he's terrified of what they're cooking up. Yeah, he wants to know. They still doing this? No, nobody wants to know. Well, can I ask on YouTube? No. Well, but, I mean, they could be doing this again right now. I mean, where did the Delta variant come from? Is it man-made? Nope, can't ask that. Did they do it again? Is the Delta variant theirs? That'd be a question a sane society would ask. You know, one that wanted to, you know, live. I mean, these questions, y'all, they're not right wing, they're not left wing. We're way beyond that. There's only two camps now. Those in favor of the survival of the human race and those against. And I'm not real sure what group our government's in at this point. Not real sure what group big tech's in at this point. Especially not when you consider what else Google censored at Peter Daszak's request. Information on cures, it turns out, worked. Hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin. Remember? You get canceled for trying to cure people, too. The only one reason you do that. You went up the death toll. No other reason you do that. There's no reason. They've always known it worked. And when you put it together, it is a monstrous and dark picture. And you know how you know this is exactly what's going on? Because Congress don't want to talk about it either, do they? And after all of that, Joe Biden's administration is asked this week, are you going to pressure China to cooperate? And you're like, no. And remember when Peter Ducey asked Joe Biden, what are you going to do? I mean, what are you going to do about this? Are you going to even ask Chairman Xi to cooperate? And Biden's like, no, we're just going to prepare for the next one. It's guaranteed to happen. Yeah, it pretty much is. 71 other labs. God knows what Google's funding in those. God knows what the Pentagon's funding in those. Yeah, I'd say he's right. It's guaranteed to happen. And his only plan is to sit back and wait. Oh, and be prepared, he says. You know what that means? Let me translate. We're going to do this again. China's going to do this again. And we're fine with it. We're totally fine. We might even be paying for it.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I can't believe I forgot to take credit for this. Oh my gosh, we're in phase two now, just as I predicted. Okay, so phase one was the FBI would like never infiltrate the white supremacist terror groups who trespassed on the Capitol and then took selfies in Nancy Pelosi's office. They would never infiltrate those groups, because if they had done that and they knew there was going to be a trespassing followed by selfies, my God, they would have intervened. How can you say the FBI was involved in any of these groups? You liars, that's a conspiracy. Okay, that was phase one. I told you what would happen in phase two. I told you this on the Battleground podcast and today, and in the last couple of weeks. Phase two would be where the FBI admitted that, yeah, they sort of did have informants and agents, paid employees embedded in these groups. That would be phase two. Told you this less than a week ago, actually. So I'll tell you how this ends. Phase three will be where they admit that, okay, silly, yeah, we were embedded within these groups. In fact, we have a lot of our members in leadership positions. And that when they go to phase three, what the media is going to do to cover is to vilify anyone who objects to it as a racist. What? You don't want the FBI embedded in white supremacist groups at the leadership level? Why, you must want to protect racists and terrorists. Phase four will be where we learned that January 6th was one big sting operation, with the violence largely organized and managed by FBI employees and informants who are still unindicted co-conspirators. But we have overnight transitioned, just as I said we would, from phase one to phase two. So phase one was, if you believe the FBI was embedded in any of these groups and had any foreknowledge whatsoever, you are a conspiracy theorist, and you probably watched Tucker Carlson. He's totally wrong. Oh, he's not. So Christopher Wray came out, and look, I was able to forecast that we'd end up being here, and you know this if you read my Facebook page or my Gab account. Because as the media is literally telling you, the FBI didn't infiltrate these groups. They would have known about the January 6th trespassing incident. They would have stopped it. So we went back to the Guardian headline from way, way, way back in February. Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio was an FBI informant. That's just one guy. What about the second guy, second ranking guy in Proud Boys? He is an FBI informant. You tell me the leadership of what the FBI calls one of the three biggest white supremacist terrorist groups, their FBI? Uh-huh. That's how I was able to figure out this is coming. And where did I find this? I'm a crack reporter, let me tell you. In the archives of NBC, Reuters, and The Guardian. So they know. All these media organizations know. They know. When they were bashing Tucker Carlson over the head, or here's a conspiracy. No. It's in your own archives, fool. The leadership of the Proud Boys is FBI. Anyway, so we're in phase two. And yesterday, Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI, was like, some of these articles might be a little wrong. Yeah, we got FBI inside these groups. But don't worry about it. They're just making casual conversation. Yeah, so that's phase two. In phase three, we'll learn they're in leadership of all three groups. The three percenters, the Oath Keepers, and the Proud Boys. They astroturfed the thing. Anyway, here it is. He's answering a question from Dianne Feinstein.
This now in perspective, Director Wray, could you clarify for us what the FBI knew and what it didn't know before the attack?
Now, you mentioned these individuals that we interviewed or disrupted before January 6th.
Ah, there it is.
I think there's a little bit of garble in maybe some of the news reporting. So I can't speak to the specific article that you were citing, but just in general, what we're talking about there are a handful, a small number of individuals.
Yep, phase two. I can't wait for phase three, where we find out the FBI was in leadership. It's going to be great.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.